This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How did Coca-Cola do during the first 3 months of this year? We will know later this morning. The previous quarter was strong for Coke, driven by non-carbonated sales, things like tea and juice. But Coca-Cola is hoping an image makeover will help sales of its core product. Nova Safo reports.
Let's face it, there are lots of different Coca-Colas.
I had one this morning, Cherry Coke Zero. It's my favorite.
The man with the sweet tooth is Bill Schmitz, consumer products analyst at Deutsche Bank. He says the idea behind Coke's new campaign is that various products will all have the same logo, that signature red circle with the Coca-Cola label. Then additional colors, black for Coke Zero, gray for Diet Coke. Schmitz says the change means Coke can simplify its message.
Yeah, rather than advertise all these different brands, it lets them really leverage the marketing scale and around choice.
Choice meaning?
The company is trying to communicate to the consumer that you can consume these products with no sugar.
Nick Modi is with RBS Capital Markets.
And obviously sugar has become top of mind these days with a lot of the public health community.
Which has led to a 30-year low in soda consumption. Coca-Cola's new unified branding kicks off in Mexico, where Coke is still very popular. The company hasn't said when it might hit U.S. store shelves. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.